Senate Bill 154, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to notice to parties in estate litigation.
Senate Bill 154, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Madam President, I had a motion passed out, but I believe it was somewhat different than intended, and as you know, I just received that. So I redrafted the amending motion, so I have that at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Dugard moves that Senate Bill 154 be amended as follows on page 2, line 5 of the printed bill, after state, insert, and if the address of the person is not known and cannot be ascertained with reasonable diligence.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. Just to help the members, I'll just read this fourth alternative now that's available under the statute. Right now, there are three ways that an heir or an interested party, any interested party to an estate proceeding, can get notice. We can mail the notice to them, we can deliver the notice to them, or there's a third way that's provided to publish in the newspaper. In recent years, a Supreme Court decision has rendered the third version, the publishing, questionable. And so I think in an attempt to work a little harder to reach heirs, particularly those heirs who are in a foreign country, living a resident of a foreign country, this would provide a fourth alternative. And so the way the new language would read in full, the fourth alternative means of publishing would be: if any person entitled to notice is a resident of a foreign country and does not have a place of residence in any state, and if the address of the person is not known and cannot be ascertained with reasonable diligence, by mailing a copy of the notice of hearing and a copy of the petition to the legation of the foreign country at Washington, D.C., at least 14 days prior to the date fixed for hearing. So in other words, if you know the address of the person in the foreign country, you would still mail the copy directly to them. If you don't know their address, then you resort to this mailing of the legation as an alternative. So that's what the proposed amendment does, and I urge your support of the amendment and the bill.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of the Dugard motion to amend. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks of Senate Bill 154 as amended. Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 154. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Benson.
Aye.
Bogue. Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
Dennert,
aye.
Drake, Senator Drake,
aye.
Dunn Jim,
aye.
Dunn Rebecca,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Flowers,
aye.
Frederick, Hangey,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Ham, Hutmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
Lang, Lawler,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Paisley, Reedy,
aye.
Rounds,
aye.
Schoner,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Simmons, Philandra, Vitter,
aye.
Whiting. Senator Whiting. Senator Whiting. Senator Frederick.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bill 154, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed as amended. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.